Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Isn't it amazing that we live in a world where you can get anything you need when you need it right to your door? With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything from pet food to snacks to alcohol or toothpaste or even headphones. You name it, DoorDash has it. This came in handy when I realized I forgot some things for my family barbecue. I was ready to cook the burgers on the grill and we ran out of condiments. I love my burgers with all the fixings. So I went to my DoorDash app and ordered some right away. And another time I used DoorDash was when I was sick at home and I didn't have any tissues or medicine. There was no way I could leave the house, so all I did was open my phone, clicked on the DoorDash app, and started my search. It's that easy. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
I am all in.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast, 111 Productions, iHeartRadio, iHeartMedia, iHeartPodcasts, one-on-one interview, season 7, episode 3. And we have a very special guest, Hannah Lee. Appeared as Charlotte Courtwright, the little girl that answered the door in the very first scene. For one episode. You only did the one episode, Charlotte. It was one of the young girls Emily was mentoring for Cotillion. Let's talk about her bio a little bit. She's an actress, a singer. Oh, let's get into that too. Been featured on SWAT, Body of Proof, Mad Men, Bones, Lone Star, Without a Trace, Kicking It. And more recent in the Sex Lives of College Girls. Hannah is also an indie pop singer, songwriter, with music available on all streaming platforms. That's exciting. So let's talk about, Hannah, how you got the role on Gilmore Girls. And welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. This is like such a treat. I couldn't believe it when I got the invite. This is so fun. I love reliving the days of Gilmore Girls. So I'm stoked. How I got the role. It was the classic, like Jamie Rudofsky was the casting director at the time for my episode. And I think the whole show. And I just remember it was a really positive experience. You never know what you're going to get as a kid actor in the room. And It was the classic, I think, pre-read and 2 callbacks. And she was such a light. And I remember feeling really comfy. And the casting process was pretty easy. It was nice.
How old were you at the time?
10 or 11. Wow. Yeah.
What's that like, being so young and being involved in the business at that level?
I could write a thesis on that question. I'd love to keep it short for you. I think I started in the industry at the age of 4. My first role was 4 years old. So I didn't have tangible memory of not being an actor. So by the time I got to Gilmore Girls, it had been 6 years of my life, of my very developmental life. So it was just something I was so used to doing that it didn't feel like anything abnormal, which I think a lot of other child actors might have a different take or maybe the same. But to me, it was all I knew. So it was just kind of like the life I had.
Right. Fit like a glove, all natural. There you go. This is what I do. It's not a big deal. I've always done it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that comes with a whole lot of other things. But yeah, for me at the time, it was just another day, another audition.
Were you a fan of the show before you auditioned?
I didn't watch it. I was, I think, maybe on the lower age end as far as like understanding the amazing, intelligent comedy. But my mom and my sister were like stoked about Poor Girls. My mom was like over the moon. And I actually have recently just started binging Gilmore Girls, believe it or not. And I'm like, where has this been all my life? I can't believe it took me so long to
get to it. All right. So now you're on the set with Kelly Bishop, Ed Herman. Did they offer any kind of sage advice? What were they like?
I remember feeling so welcomed in a way that maybe it hadn't clicked before on a set, because I felt included in a professional and kind way. And I didn't feel like I was treated like a little kid for maybe the first time. I remember that feeling really special. Like I was just as respected as everybody else on that set. Mm-hmm. And Lauren in particular, she gave me a lot of comfort on those days. I mean, the dialogue is crazy. The pace is crazy on that show. And I don't think I had done anything like it. And I remember that on one of the days I was given like a new paragraph of dialogue, like at lunch or something. And I couldn't, it wasn't happening for my brain. Like it was not happening. It was a big paragraph. And I remember Lauren pulled me aside and she was like, all of us on set, like trip up on this dialogue. Like it is crazy fast. You're not alone. And I just remember feeling so comforted by all of them about the type of show, but it was a positive experience.
Yeah. She was great like that with guest stars. She always made them feel welcome and comfortable, help them, and yeah, it was nice. It's nice to see, because not every number one is like that.
No, not at all. But yeah, she was
great. Yeah, she was great at that. All right. So, after you filmed the episode, did your parents let you watch it?
Yeah.
There is some content in there that's a little racy, you know?
I think even my own, like in my own scenes, like there's a line where, I think Lauren makes a joke about if I'm going to have a drink and if I'm driving home that night. And I'm like, Lorelai, I'm only 10. I don't even think I understood what I was saying. Like, right. I think my parents knew that watching it wasn't going to be anything because I just wasn't there yet. So yeah, I watched it. It was cute.
Right. But it was very funny. That was really funny.
It was a good one. It was fun.
It was such a great scene.
Thank you.
So really, what was it like growing up as a child actor? How were you different from other kids? Did you feel different from other kids? Did they treat you differently?
Yeah, I mean, it was a weird kind of balance, because on one end of the stick, you got like the kids who were so excited to be your friend because you were on Disney Channel and you were like someone that they could watch on their television. And on the other end, there was like that kind of isolated feeling of nobody's experiencing what I'm experiencing in my day-to-day life, but I'm being celebrated for it. But I don't know where the real aspect of that comes along, is like being an outcast and having friends. I also like didn't go to school. I was homeschooled because of acting. So I found a lot of my friendships like in dance, because I grew up dancing as well. And actually, a very fun fact, a lot of the little extras on this episode were from my dance studio. And I didn't know that they were hired as extras until I got on set that day. And we were kind of like, why are you here? Why are you here? Like,
to make you feel comfortable.
Going on. Sure. But I had actually just started at that dance studio, so I didn't really know all of them. So it was kind of this like, why does Hannah have lines? Like, what's going on? Like,
right.
But they're some of my best friends to this day still.
Oh, so. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Interesting. So you're also a singer and a songwriter.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'm a songwriter. I wouldn't call myself a singer by any stretch of the imagination, but I've been writing songs my whole life. Who are your influences?
I would say like current day influences are like The Paper Kites, Passenger, Boy Genius. Older influences I just grew up on, like Sixpence None the Richer, Joni Mitchell, Taylor, James Taylor. But I am definitely driven by the singer-songwriter, more folk side of me. I think I just grew up that way. But as I'm kind of coming into my own as an adult, I'm definitely exploring pop as a genre as well. It's fun. It makes me happy at shows to play. So I'm kind of melding those two worlds right now.
Are you writing a lot of pop songs?
Yeah, I'm about to release my second EP this year.
Really?
Kind of, it's leaning into that more pop rock. I have a couple of those classic singer-songwriter acoustic things on the EP just because that's where I feel so at home. But I'm excited to like explore the stuff that's like fun to me.
right. That's great. Are you signed with anybody or?
No, not right now. I'm just doing it all on my own at the moment. I just played a show at the Troubadour last year, which kind of felt like the biggest moment for my career so far. And then
How'd it go?
It was great. We sold out. I had the best night of my life. Nice. Lost my mind.
Did you film it?
Yeah. I mean, there's videos. Like,
oh, good.
It was truly the greatest night, I think, of my life. I'll probably say until maybe my wedding. But yeah, everyone I could have ever met was there. It was truly special. And so I feel like that was a really big catalyst for like what's to come for this year's release.
Oh, that's good. Good for you. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. And it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So, if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to astroproallergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
All right, we're going to play a game called Rapid Fire.
Oh, gosh.
It doesn't mean you have to answer quickly, but here we go. How do you like your coffee?
I like it with three sugars and oat milk.
Okay. Are you team Logan, team Jess, or team Dean?
Okay. I'm definitely not team Jess, but I'm only on season three, Dean.
Why aren't you team Jess?
Sorry. So sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize.
He hasn't stolen my heart yet. He was, you know, just didn't do it yet.
He's growing up. He's growing up a lot.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Gilmore couple? Luke and Lorelai or Emily and Richard?
Oh, Luke and Lorelai.
There you go. Of course. It's the only answer there is. Would you rather work with Michelle or Kirk?
Ooh. God. I feel like Michelle and I would weirdly get along. Like, I feel like I'd find the sweet spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Kirk. Yeah, Kirk would be hard to.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That would be a daily sort of.
That would be a challenge.
Right. Fun to watch for other people, but maybe not being in the pocket with that on a daily.
Yeah, I think I'd find my sweet spot with Kirk.
Who'd you rather hang out with, Paris or Lane?
Oh, Lane, but Paris is such a sweet spot in my heart.
No, she's a tender flower. She's a gentle.
But Lane's cool. Lane's cool.
Right. Harvard or Yale? Or drop out and live in the pool house?
Harvard. OG dream. Why not?
Okay. Would you rather attend a DAR event with Emily or a town meeting with Taylor?
Town meeting. Oh, yeah. I want to have snacks at a town meeting.
Gilmore Girls character that you would want as a roommate?
I'm going to say Emily because I want to live in that house. And I want room. I want that cool room that they have as kids.
Okay. Something in your life you are all in on. And I think I already know what that is.
Oh, I'm going to say a sappy answer is loving my people. I love people. And I just want to be here to spread love. And if that's through art, then that's how I do it. But that's what I'm all in on all the time.
Well, that's fantastic. Listen, we're going to talk a little bit after we're finished here about some things, but thanks for coming on. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for sharing with us. Good luck with your singing and songwriting career.
Thank you.
And all the best to you.
You too. This was so fun. Thank you.
Follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Planning to host this summer? Same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.